Mark's with us another 15 minutes. I got a ton of news I haven't hit, breaking news, and more that Fox Flip haven't gotten to yet. But Mark wanted to get to how big we're winning the culture wars. Because people can get depressed seeing Trump go sideways and think, oh, God, we're losing. No, the populism is winning all over the world. People hate the system. We just have to keep pushing forward and keep unifying the people in team humanity concepts. So give us a few examples of, as a media analyst, a best-selling author on it, how we're winning the culture war.
Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, well, Twitter, obviously, but Facebook and YouTube, two of the big tech titans that are not playing along with, you know, Elon Musk's philosophy of freer speech, did let President Trump back on the platform. We've seen a lot of the censorship slow down. They've even announced that they've changed some of their policies where, oh, surprise, now you actually can criticize gender ideology. So, I mean, we've sort of forget how bad things used to be. And there's so much that the enemy is throwing at us that we have to deal with on a daily basis. But we have made some significant cultural victories regarding pushing back against censorship. Finally, with Rumble being the viable alternative to YouTube, many other platforms have tried and failed. Some of them still around, BitChute, but still pretty small. Didn't attract, you know, some of the bigger names that we see on social media.
Yeah, for people that don't know, YouTube has more views video-wise than all other media on Earth combined.
Yeah, it has more advertising revenue than all the major networks. It is now a television provider as well. So instead of just going to Warner Brothers.
And Trump still thinks it's not important.
You know, when I was at the White House, when I got invited in 2019, that was my question to him. I stood up and I said, hey, listen, I was as respectful as I could, but I said, hey, sir, you know, everybody's talking about Facebook and Twitter. You know, we've seen Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey being called to testify in front of Congress. I said, but, you know, YouTube is sort of the, you know, the forgotten area of social media. It's not just for funny cat videos. It's a critically important piece of infrastructure. And here we have still all these years later, it's just still kind of forgotten about. Like, people still only focus, I think, on those two major platforms, Facebook for the boomers, Twitter, X, for kind of the total news junkies.
Well, I watch things, and even my parents' homepage on their TVs is now YouTube. And all my friends and family in other states, I pay attention to stuff like that. You go in their house, YouTube's the launchpad. Like it.
What? Yeah. And also, I don't use Instagram much, but I see some Instagram reels and some memes on Instagram, which I mean, they're hilarious. I'm shocked that they haven't been banned. I'll have friends.
Oh, yeah, Instagram's huge, too. Don't lie, yeah. But just the fact that Trump, like, he went on Elon once and had 1 billion people that clicked it. And then he was like, yeah, that's not big. Because he couldn't see himself on Fox News. It's just, it's ridiculous.
And that's why everybody's on. Megyn Kelly's on YouTube. Tucker Carlson went to YouTube. I mean, they all have their distribution through Spotify and things. But for those people who like video, YouTube is where it's at. That's why it's hilarious. Back in 2016, you didn't have major media figures on YouTube. And then all of a sudden, we started seeing big brand name, you know, senators, Ted Cruz launching a podcast on YouTube, who, by the way, works every day for 13 years to help a foreign country instead of America.
And they're so behind the curve. Well, let me just point out, I am still banned on Spotify, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook.
Well, we should make a big push to try to change that. And, you know, YouTube did allow some people who are banned for COVID and election discussions back on the platform. Remember when you couldn't even question the 2020 election on YouTube? You couldn't question COVID. You couldn't point out the fact or even question whether or not it was leaked from a lab, let alone whether it was a bioweapon done on purpose to, you know, cause the shutdown of everything. So they did actually allow a lot of those people back on the platform. So we have made some progress. And that's why Andrew Breitbart's quote about culture being more important than politics downstream from culture, absolutely critical. So we have made tremendous victories. And even the Trump administration has made some big cultural
absolutely
victories.
So let me ask you a question when we come back. Why did he then attack some of the biggest talk show hosts instead of attacking Democrats when we criticized him? We'll be right back. I'll talk about a big move at Google by Sergey Brin.
Mm-hmm.
We have two new products at theologyshowstore.com that are guaranteed to work and deliver healthy results. One is Ultimate Energy. It's very simple. High-quality fusion of organic caffeine that is time-released, then with a very strong dose of high-quality L-theanine that relaxes you and gives you clarity and focus. A lot of people take it for tests. They also take caffeine. You take the two together, it gives you smooth, continual release energy for up to 10 hours. A fabulous product, Ultimate Energy. And then, when it's nighttime and it's time to chill, Ultimate Chill, a big dose of L-theanine and a big dose of ashwagandha root that gives you rest, relaxation, and better, deeper sleep. That's also great for your immune system and your whole body. Good, clean energy and good, clean sleep. These two products together are amazing and are now available at thealexjonesstore.com. While you're there, get the ultramethylene blue, get our incredible iodine, T3, bovine colostrum, and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the second American revolution worldwide and taking the globalist on head on.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I don't want to say Mark Dice is underrated because he's respected and been very popular forever. I mean, 20-something years I've known him, but he is underrated. The guy, as they say, and I, without even talking to him, I mean, asking him to come on, he said yes. He was just sorry, too busy. I didn't have to send him topics or even ask if we wanted to get into it because I knew we'd be simpatico. And he said, you know, in closing, he wants to get in. Does he regret for voting for Trump? What's going to happen in the midterms? That was my own little private list I scribbled this morning. And then the last thing was on my list. So he literally everything he sent me is on the list. It's just crazy. But for stations that don't carry the first five, we were getting into what does Trump think when he goes against his no big war thing, particularly Iran, saying Kamala will attack Iran, World War III, don't do it. His own chairman of the Joint Chiefs says don't do it. Then he thinks attacking Tucker, myself, Candace Owens, and Megyn Kelly is going to be popular. And even in polls, scientific ones, it shows that hurt him, attacking his base's most popular people. And then Mark Levin, who's ultra unpopular, and Ben Shapiro, who, because of money behind him, used to be big. He's literally a joke now. The stations have all dumped him, 5,000, 20,000 viewers with 6 million subscribers. I mean, it's a joke, folks. I can point a camera in my house at dry paint and get a million views. So can Mark Dice. We're not bragging. It's just like, how did he get like the snake in the Jungle Book when it's hypnotizing Mowgli, you know, with the spinning eyes or something. And can Trump be saved and extricated from this? And that all ties into which I actually had. Tucker Carlson's been apologizing. The way I was going to raise this was actually about Tucker. And Tucker does this, but I'm so sorry. I supported him and got him in. I feel terrible. No, he didn't go to big wars the first time. He did most of what he said. He's way better. The fact that Grandpa's gone crazy doesn't mean we were wrong to back the best horse at the time. If a horse just won the last three races, you're going to bet on it at the Kentucky Derby. Sorry, it breaks his leg in the first lap. It's not your fault. You don't say, sorry, I told you, bet on, you know, war horse or whatever it is. So that's a big gestalt, Mark Dice.
And Kamala Harris would have done the same exact thing. And yeah, for those people who are like, I regret voting for him. I'm never voting Republican again. I'm never voting again, blah, blah. Well, then you support the country being invaded by 2 million illegal aliens per year. That's the Joe Biden administration's minimum. Under Kamala Harris, it would have gotten even worse. And then if they, you know, take over in Congress, they're going to give them amnesty. And so you could support policies. You don't have to support everything that the man does, but the public are so fickle. When they get disappointed by something that he's done, they want to throw the baby out with the bathwater, whereas I do not regret voting for him. I still will vote for Republicans because even if we have this two-choice system, some people say it's a false paradigm, not entirely accurate regarding most things. It's a two-party system, and one party sucks. The other party is dog crap. And so if you did not vote, that's de facto a vote for Kamala Harris. So we would have had the Equality Act pass. We would have had transgenders in sports. We would have had 2 million illegal aliens more welcomed in per month. Unspeakable horrors that would have been unleashed upon this country. So, no, I don't regret voting for him. Just because he's doing some things and being misled doesn't mean that we need to throw the baby out with the bathwater. But why is he attacking you and Tucker Carlson and all these people? Well, the man does have the biggest ego probably in the history of the world. And as soon as any big name, especially was formerly associated with him, starts disagreeing with him, his ego can't tolerate that, and he has to lash out like a middle school kid on the playground. Just has to be a bully again. And also,
and that's the thing. I'm not the most powerful man on earth like him, but when I make an important decision, I ask friends, confidants, family, even though I think I know the best. And a lot of times it makes me augment or change or maybe not do what I was going to do. Like, why doesn't he want that?
Well, and he may be blackmailed as well. The country may be blackmailed from a certain little foreign country that's supposedly our greatest ally. And Jared Kushner is his son-in-law, who he does rely on as one of his key advisors. And
oh,
so
the guy that owns 666 Park Avenue?
Yeah, who follows me on Twitter on X, by the way, which is very odd. And he didn't just do a spam follow. So at one point, I was on his radar, which is very strange. But he is spinning, president is spinning so many different plates that there's only so many hours and minutes in the day. And so that's why you have advisors. That's why, as a leader, you have to delegate different responsibilities to different people. And so everybody's trying to clamor for his attention just for 30 seconds to try to get him to think their way, to do this, shine a light on this issue, do that. And so while he ultimately is responsible, he is infiltrated by a bunch of neocons, which, by the way, Mark Levin says that's an anti-Semitic slur if you just call somebody a neocon now. And Mark Levin, of course, big never Trumper, Ben Shapiro, big never Trumper, but now they're the new MAGA. So I think we should start calling these people neo MAGA instead of neocons. They're the neo MAGA.
I agree. They are the neo Nazi MAGA. But yeah, I know you're the historian, so I got to ask you this question. You'll know one out of 100 might. We get the term neocons from who? From them, and where do they come from, Mark?
Well, it's an opposition to the paleo conservatives, which is paleo meaning original or traditional conservatives, which is what conservatism used to be. So neocon means new, the new conservative. So they basically, these former liberals then hijacked the Republican Party, and a lot of them have certain ethnic groups and certain allegiances.
And they wrote books in the 50s and 60s saying, we're going to hijack it with William F. Buckley, and they were the literal adjuncts of Trotsky who got kicked out of Russia. So that's why they're so anti-Russian, because they want to get back control, and that's why they're behind the Ukraine thing, literally again.
That's why they smear Pat Buchanan, one of the key paleoconservatives who wrote books like 15 years ago warning about all the immigration issues, called The Death of the West, The Suicide of a Superpower. You go back and read his books and they're prophetic, because he was trying to alert people about this. But the neocons hijacked the party. There was two phases when they hijacked the party, back in like the 1960s and then again in the 1990s, when we saw the Bush administration being led by a bunch of Skull and Bones members getting us involved in Iraq.
And now they're trying to do it again.
And it's just incredible, because Fox News was the biggest cheerleader of the Iraq war, which everybody now agrees was based on total lie, total hoax, no weapons of mass destruction, the fabricated yellow cake uranium documents. But now all of a sudden we're supposed to believe what Fox News is saying, cheerleading another war in the same region.
And Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson, they're not real MAGA. I'm real MAGA, even though I'm an Ever Trumper.
Yeah, Mark Levin is just one of the most pathetic little weasels that there are to exist. But it goes back, why is President Trump attacking, lashing out at you guys? I mean, let's face it, he does have the biggest ego in the history of mankind. And with anybody who's very gifted in anything, I think comes an equal downside. It's sort of they're balanced. They have talent, but then they have an equal downside.
Yeah, see, I agree. Ego's one driver. I don't have a big ego. It comes off like that. I have a desperate thing of mission. Like, I'm supposed to do this, and then I'm like, I feel like a failure. Like, I'm dying and I'm weak. It's the opposite.
It's like growing up.
Like, if a little guy started a fight with me, the little guy could kick my ass because I wouldn't wake up. If some huge dude attacked me, I would put him in the hospital. It's the same thing. It's like, I don't actually feel like I'm powerful. I feel like I've taken on these huge forces and I'm desperate. Does that make sense? It's not from ego, it's from mission.
But his ego won't let him admit the obvious, which Speaker of the House Mike Johnson admitted, Marco Rubio admitted right after this war against Iran started, was Israel kind of forced our hand. And then all of a sudden he's like, well, nobody tells President Trump what to do. Get the damn Bonginos out there, all these little inner circles.
Netanyahu said it. He said nobody tells Trump what to do. That's ridiculous. Really, he's tried to get every president for 30 years to attack Iran.
Yeah, and so he can't come out and admit, oh, I was wrong. No, nobody with a gigantic ego can admit that they were wrong. So they're always going to justify. And then he hears from his inner circle that, oh, his former podcaster hosts are now attacking you. So he has to go on a screed. But he does post some very odd things. I mean, his attack against Rob Reiner after he was murdered by his
that was
psychotic
dumb.
Son. Very, very
He said
cruel.
He deserved it.
Well, he said that he brought it upon himself because of his just very, very cruel thing. So he is his worst enemy. And sometimes we do have to call him out for really diverting from the actual agenda. Now, the midterms are coming up. Can we, by any chance, make it? It just depends. The public has very short memory. If this war can wrap up, people will forget about it. Just
oh,
like they
I know
forgot
his advisors
about-
have told him if we get real indictments, people will forgive him. And I think we're seeing some indictments now. Do you have any faith in that?
You know, it's nice to see lawfare being used against the enemy the same way that they did against us. But they have so many judges, so many George Soros puppets in place that they're going to throw it out. This new James Comey indictment that's going to probably be thrown out just in a matter of weeks. But at least it does give him the stress. But they are finally doing indictments against the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is interesting. That's why another dollar went into the
Alex Jones Fauci right advisor. Jar. The Fauci advisor.
The Fauci advisor. You know, people for wealth for mortgage fraud. So, but it's long overdue, and I don't know what has been taking them so long to start doing this. And the immigration
maybe
issue.
Maybe it was Pam Bondi. Maybe it seems like the dam broke when she got removed.
Yeah, she was absolutely worthless. I mean, let's face it, she was a diversity hire. He hired her off of Fox News. Let's just be honest about it. She shouldn't really be.
Did you like her
Starbucks.
When she said the fentanyl they seized saved 287 million Americans?
Well, but the Dow's at 50,000, don't you know? I mean, she's just absurd. And it's the binders with the fake Epstein documents that she concocted, thinking that the American people would just except that she supposedly released them when anybody who knew anything about it knew that those were actually old documents that she gave to those social media influencers. But not only that, redacted old documents. You could go online
well,
and get the
Well, that's what I said. If you're going to cover it up, just shut up.
You know, it's good that she's got, I don't really have faith in Cash Patel either. I think he looks like a deer caught in the headlights.
He literally looks like a deer in the headlights all the time.
Yeah, he's way
and
in
when
over
the shooting
head.
Happened, they drug him outside. He didn't know there was a camera on in the dark, but cameras are so good on phones now. He's like, he's literally like,
Did you hear how fast he was talking after the shooting at the White House Correspondents' Dinner? Because he was so nervous. And I understand public speaking is a very difficult thing, especially in such a contentious environment. But he is just, he needs to go. And also, too, with the midterms coming up, if President Trump can't get this thing under control, if we can't wrap up this war, if he can't start getting some more wins, Republicans just won't go and vote. Because I don't know how he's going to win the support back from MAGA when my own audience, which used to be ultra-MAGA, is now two-thirds against the war, largely even against him, disappointed in him for...
that's not the thing. Only I've heard his surrogates say, go ahead, vote Democrat. We know you won't. No, they just won't show up.
They won't show up, and we know how well organized the Democrat Party is with getting out the votes, with the unions, and even bribing homeless people with packs of cigarettes and busing them to locations. And so, it's going to be a disaster. And I don't know what they're going to do with the immigration issue, because once MAGA starts learning that the illegal aliens who are here are not going to leave. The 30 million plus are never going to go. He can't even get rid of the criminal.
Did you see the new head of ICE said they're going to back off enforcement?
There should be busloads of illegal aliens, caravans, as far as the eye can see, heading south of the border, down every major freeway in America, from every major city, 24 hours a day, loaded with them, getting rid of them. But he won't do it. He can't do it. And that actually might be out of his hands, because we saw the riots when he just tried to get rid of the
Democrats successfully cock-blocked ICE.
They did. They like the child molesters and the murderers and the rapists being in their community, the illegal aliens. And they're so out of touch. And, you know, it's the general public, we should understand, they don't really know what it is that's going on. But previously, at least the politicians would be somewhat honest with the general public, but they're the ones who are lying and saying that they're just rounding up your brown neighbors. We got Tampon Tim out there saying that ICE is going door to door asking where the people of color are so that they can be rounded up.
Well, that's the only hope, is the Democrats are so horrible and so hated, their poll numbers are even lower and still sinking, which means the whole power structure is going down the drain, and they should realize that and understand we're in the fourth turning. In closing, we just put a headline up from Politico, and I don't usually agree with Politico because they had to lie before to defend Democrats. Now they can tell the truth, and even late-night comedy can now make fun of Trump. Now suddenly Saturday Night Live is funny because Trump is doing insane stuff, and I agree with the headline from Politico. Republican leadership worries Trump White House nonsense hurting them in midterms. Yeah, it's nonsense. At least 30 times he says the war is won. Dozens of times the Strait of Hormuz is open. Dozens of times he doesn't care about the Strait of Hormuz. Dozens of times they've had regime change. It's nonsense. It's nonsense. It's not 3D chess. So how do we get Trump off the nonsense?
Maybe we should reach Donald Trump Jr. because he is a Gen Xer. He has his finger on the pulse of America and on social media. And while we may not be able to get through to President Trump because he's not the guy who's on True Social, you know, looking at the feeds or on Twitter, he's directing to a staff
member. He only cares about late-night comedy, CNN, MSNBC, and Fox. And I know this from Roger Stone years ago. Now it sounds like it's sad. Roger and everybody else, when they want something done, because he can talk to Trump, but doesn't do anything. If he sees it on Fox, so they buy ads as it's cheaper, not nationally, but in D.C. or in New Jersey or in Florida, just for Fox and CNN for their political ads. People that don't know, you can just buy local. It's like, you know, 100 times cheaper. They run ads, everybody does, just to get at Trump. So it's like,
well, you know, actually, part of the reason is the sycophantic MAGA. They are Kool-Aid drinkers in a sense. The ones who are establishment types, like the Dinesh D'Souza's, who started his podcast saying, we need to move on from the Epstein files, because these people who rely on their connection to Mar-a-Lago and to President Trump for their career boost, for their connections, and even if it's not even that, they like to go to the parties, they like to go to CPAC, they like to go to the Mar-a-Lago events. These are the people who really should be the ones telling him what's going on the ground, but they're so cowardly, they don't want to tell the emperor that he has no clothes, because then they're afraid that he's going to take it out on them. So we have these, you know, MAGA types who have circled President Trump for their own benefit, for their own career, who are wealthy beyond what anybody could even imagine, who are the ones who are so cowardly that they can't tell him what it is that's actually going on, and instead are just parroting back what it is that he is saying instead of actually correcting him when he's wrong. And any true leader knows you have to have advisors who will point out when you are wrong, when you're going off the path. That's why the court jester is supposed to be able to tell the king what it is that other people aren't allowed to tell him.
That's right. In France and everywhere, and with the Norman, the jester was the only person that the king wasn't allowed to execute.
Yeah, and we need somebody to be able to tell him instead of sucking up to him, so that they can go to their little parties and post their little selfies and show that they're the cool people at all the MAGA parties and they're the speakers that see.
But think how smart even the old European kings were. And, of course, the Romans and others had soothsayers that they weren't allowed to kill because they wanted to be. Caesar had an aide that followed him around all the time saying, you're just a man, you're not a god, you're just a man, you're not a god. That's on record.
But I don't care about going to Mar-a-Lago. I mean, you know how often I turn down interviews. I've been invited on some of the biggest podcasts, and I'm not interested in going to these parties, going to these events, rubbing elbows with a lot of these people. A lot of it's not even just about getting out the word. It's just a big ego trip. It's their conservative celebrity coalition. They like to go and post their selfies to show who they're hanging out with and who they're supposedly
friends with. It's disgusting.
I
know we have the same worldview. In closing, you got to come back sooner than every once a year. Mark Dice, in closing, so you've kind of hit on this. I want to be clear with all the listeners. As much as I get mad at Trump trying to get him back, I mean, sometimes we're able to bend him back to reality, so that's our job. The Democrats running around saying, we admit we're wrong. It was all discredited, kind of what you said earlier. No, we're proud of what we did earlier. We were getting good done then. Now there's a problem. But let's just remember, the Democrats are the ones running the white supremacist groups. They're the pro-pedophile people. They're the globalist party. They are the bad guys. That's why we're mad at Trump, not going after them. Can you elaborate just briefly on that?
And if you sit out the midterms, then you are de facto giving a vote to the Democrats. It's sort of like we're in the desert, we're starving and we're thirsty, and we come across the table and there's some dirty water that's warm and has some bugs floating in it. And then there is a pile of dog poop and some urine. Okay, those are basically the choices. So it's not perfect. He's never going to be perfect. You don't have to support the man. You support the party. And no matter how much they let us down, no matter how corrupt they are, it still is better than the alternative. And it's not, you're not going to rally so many people to not vote.
And the real reform is in the Republican Party. There are a lot of good local and federal people. So, you know, check it all and get behind the good ones. Exactly. I would say it's like moldy bread and some, you know, water that tastes bad that isn't poison versus rotting roaches and dog crap. It's absolutely the same thing.
Actually, And I'll leave you this. Local is actually more important than federal. Your local city council, your state legislature, your mayor, your sheriff, vote local. And for those people who don't know some of those positions, you can just go and look up your Republican voter guide. So the Republican Party does put out a voter guide showing who they back, because some of these positions in local elections don't have a political party affiliation. And so you don't want to get some liberal sheriff, because the sheriffs in even certain areas of Los Angeles and other parts of Southern California would not enforce the lockdowns during COVID from Governor Newsom. And so
yeah, good sheriffs are the first thing in the Magna Carta of a real elected person for the people. The sheriff's one of the most important positions out there.
School board, city council, state legislature, mayors, governors, probably even more important, way more important than actually federal elected officials.
But yeah, in a way, I'm glad that midterms, Trump went sideways, because now we can stop obsessing on him and talk about the future.
And, you know, I think people should to look at the importance of the midterms as well, in terms of taking on the importance of having a majority in the House and in the Senate, because if we don't, then he can't get his legislation passed and they can impeach him and tie things up. They have subpoena power.
And they're going to pack the Supreme Court and do the filibuster. Yeah, we've got to work even harder in this next midterm. I disagree with Nick Fuentes. Punish the Republicans, kick them out. No way. And Nick, by the way, is on tomorrow at 1. We'll have a hearty debate on that. Mark Dice, incredible job at Mark Dice on X, Mark Dice on YouTube. Come back soon. We love you, brother.
Keep up the great work. Looking forward to seeing you on the new Alex Jones Network, with Alex Jones not skipping a beat, despite everything that they've thrown at you. So
thank you, brother.
Keep up the great work.
Thank you. Rebecca, get the new feed. It'll switch over Friday morning at TheAlexJonesApp.com for Droid and Apple. It's free, and people can find it all at X at Alex Jones. They can go to the top of X. Thank you, Mark. And you can see right there the new URL on Alex Jones on X for the new news website, and so much more. And speaking of that, I got to go pack up what's left of my office and any other little memorabilia and knickknacks around here. And so I'm packing my bags today and tomorrow, and then I'm out of here. So 18 years, almost 18 years in this building, and it's a lot of history here, but I feel like I'm about to shed my skin. As long as you support us, and that's why we have the biggest sale in the history of InfoWars. Bigley just happened to do this. Already had it scheduled. A bunch of stuff came in. So it's insane right now, and all the InfoWars gear, won't be able to get that anymore. It's your last chance on that. It's a new InfoWars limited edition Faraday bag, a final InfoWars silver coin. You are the resistance. In a bundle, an incredible deal on that. That's going to sell out very, very soon. TheAlexJonesStore.com, and a bunch of other big sales that are running right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. But what you really want to do is get the ultramethylene blue. You want to get the Shilajit. You want to get our T3 iodine. It's the best. It will change your life. These are amazing products. I only sell stuff that works. You hear the rave reviews. For folks been on the fence, ever went and bought anything, now's the time. You're really missing out, and you couldn't fund your own future against these tyrants better than an organization that reaches tens of millions a day that will not back down and will stand up for Team Humanity. So for myself and entire InfoWars crew, God bless you, and thank you so much. Turtle live feeds now at Real Alex Jones on X and Rumble, the Alex Jones Show. And Jason Berman is loaded for bear. He's going to do 30-minute news blitz. Back in just a few. Stay with us, my friends. Now share those live feeds now. Hands down, this is the biggest sale in the history of InfoWars. And it just so happens Bigley lined this up for this week with all these products that just came in a month ago. And so it's fitting that at the closing of the original InfoWars, we're doing this blowout. So I looked at the sale yesterday that they were set up. I said, this is the biggest sale ever. I said, you got to call it, you know, the last stand InfoWars mega blowout sale. And so this is hands down the biggest ever. This happens every month where there's a one-week period where you can win both of the cars in the sweepstakes, the Ford Raptor and the custom H1 Hummer, $20,000 cash. Every order, every dollar spent, you put in 100 times. That's only the last week. That goes till next Friday to win these. And most people that win do it in the last week. Just a little tip. We're also giving you free $10 to use on anything at thealexjonesstore.com. That offer ends tonight. Free InfoWars dog tag. It's a cool InfoWars limited edition dog tag. There's only 3,000 of these, but the next 3,000 orders, get one thrown in free. And I got some methylene blue on that, sorry. But if you look right here, overhead shot, you see InfoWars with the Betsy Ross flag. And on the back, stained by methylene blue, you are the resistance. So it's a cool little memento that's thrown in as well. But then it just gets even more crazy. There's a pre-sale. You're coming in a few weeks, but for any InfoWars items, you got to get them in the next 4 days. Silver round and Faraday bag, just like the last Faraday bag that sold out in 3 days. It's the same Faraday bag, but it has the Punisher on it, saying resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. That is a huge value. And you get a limited edition InfoWars silver round coin with it for $249. These bags sell in stores for $400, $500 all day. Protects all your electronics. You can't be tracked with it. So that is so essential. Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. You are the resistance. And the limited edition final InfoWars coin. That is an amazing deal. And VIPs get it even at a lower price. And then InfoWars product fundraiser. April 30th is your last chance to get official InfoWars products. We're still be battling them in court, but I'd say about a 90% chance that's the end of the original InfoWars logos, t-shirts, ball caps, all of it. The InfoWar is eternal and continues on, but InfoWars.com, that incarnation will be seized by the bad guys, the Bloomberg-funded, vowed Satanist over at The Onion. So take advantage of that. Get all the t-shirts, ball caps, everything right now. And there's other big sales on the incredible methylene blue, bovine colostrum, methylene red, and everything else. But now is the time, a major fundraiser. And this is only running through Thursday night at midnight. And then one more day, you can be put in to win both the vehicles on Friday. So it's a lot of overlapping sales here. The $10 at checkout automatically taken off your bill. That's been running since last Thursday. That ends tonight. There's a whole bunch of sales, new sales being added every day. So be sure and check the alexjonesstore.com. And right there on the main page, you can also watch and listen to the show and find the show at thealexjonesstore.com. So that is a one-stop shop jump point in the fight against the globalists. So take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. You're the reason we fought through all this and never surrendered, leaving it all in the field. And we're going to be doing reviews of the great history of InfoWars, incredible victories we've had together coming out in the next few days. But this is a victory, not a time of sorrow. We have wrecked the enemy, and we've just got it started. We'll be right back. Now go to TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
And we are back. It is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, and it is my honor to be sitting in here at InfoWars.com in its twilight. It is very hard for me to believe, as somebody who has tuned in to InfoWars for well over 20 years, was excited about the launch of PrisonPlanet.tv, a model in which so many of these quote-unquote alternative news sites have followed. And really, you know, to be the first person to ever have another show on InfoWars a decade and a half plus ago, it's pretty wild to me that not only is The Onion going to take over, something that hasn't been relevant in satire for like a decade and a half. Like, it's been about 15 years. During the MySpace years, it had a run and a heyday, and that was about it. And then they're going to take somebody who, in my opinion, heyday was like the late 90s, early 2000s on an Adult Swim show that I didn't watch because it was just too even weird and bizarre for my humor. I didn't see it coming. So good luck with all that. Very excited for the Alex Jones Network. And the story I want to focus on in the beginning here has to be this latest attempt on Trump's life, which I think is real, by the way, and I'm going to get into all that, and how so many people, even in the general public, that aren't following alternative news, that are watching mainstream media, for some reason now believe things like that are fake. And I think it's very healthy. Let me start here. To question everything, to have healthy skepticism. But if you are going to put out an opinion about something like that, it has to be more than an Instagram video with Caroline Leavitt saying something like, shots are going to be fired, obviously talking about comedy. Okay? Because at the end of the day, there's some questions here that I haven't heard anybody else ask. So let's start there. Okay? Let's start with this shooter. Now, it's my opinion that, you know, people aren't talking about the fact, what'd you have, about 5-6 weeks ago, somebody go up to Mar-a-Lago, actually get gunned down because they were looking to kill Trump. We've already had Butler, which I think, again, is very real. And I think all of the forensic evidence shows that. And we're going to show some of that forensic evidence in a moment that to me makes it indisputable, other than the fact that you can watch them literally take a stiff guy who got shot in it out. You can see the bullet holes that hit a crane that has a hydraulic mechanism. The water's like gushing out from where the stray bullets hit. You know, those are subdivision things. But I have to hear about staged photographs, and I have to hear about blood capsules that don't exist. Now, the guy almost got his head blown off. And by the way, I've given this warning, and people really should be... Now that he's gotten involved in this war, I mean, he's more useful dead to certain people, in my opinion, than alive, because J.D. Vance is going to roll with whatever. You better believe, like once you saw J.D. Vance recently get questioned about Epstein and people yelling out, about genocide and all this other stuff, you could tell he'll fold right into whatever agenda. So Trump's really actually put himself in way danger, and I think that's what's going on. They got the goof troop out there. First of all, with this guy, no one is asking the question, not like if, and this is my question, not if, what kind of medications has this guy been on probably throughout his life? I read his manifesto. I mean, it's been read on air in certain places. I know Trump flipped out about it. I think people should hear it. Because if you think that's a sane individual, I guarantee you that person at some point, whether it was recent, maybe he went off the meds, I don't know, still on them, was or still is being prescribed heavy medication. But that's just like the norm now. I'll bet anything on it. All right? There's that video of him out there already showing this... thing that he's patenting, like, seems like a smart individual, right? Pretty intelligent. I could tell you right now, socially awkward, okay? And I'm pretty sure pretty medicated. No one's asking that question. So why does that matter? Well, when you have an FBI that is not actively seeking this out, or maybe you have some people that are and don't want to put the red flags on and block certain things... I mean, look into 9/11, red flags like that everywhere. Go read the two new books by Robert Wright on vulgar betrayal, and you'll see what I mean. It's actually astonishing. You can go get them at Amazon. Vulgar betrayal. Go check out that. A lot of people aren't talking about that either. We can get into Able Danger, that FBI, CIA obstruction. There's tons of it out there. So you got people, maybe just a few key individuals obstructing this. So now you're going to just let the nutcases have at it. And it doesn't necessarily mean it gets to Trump. But imagine they had killed somebody just in the media, even though they weren't a target. Doesn't look like this guy's background is a marksman. And God forbid if it was a coordinated effort. Like I said, they got the goof troop in there. You saw that person bolt by and like pull his gun. The fact that they didn't turn him into Swiss cheese is, that is, you know, it would be questionable. Have I not seen the videos and the reaction? They're putting on the worst detail for that guy on purpose. I think he should wake up to that. Here's another just quick bizarro moment, but it also shows the generations of corruption of what's really going on, okay? And with assassinations or assassination attempts on president. I haven't seen anybody but the Gateway Pundit, good for them, talk about this. John Hinckley Jr., the man who shot Reagan, okay, weighs in on the latest assassination attempt, says it was spooky to find out it took place in the same hotel as his did. So that is a coinkydink. And if you don't know who John Hinckley is, tried to kill Reagan, shot Brady through the head, the infamous Brady Bill on the way to more and more and more gun regulations and more restrictions in this country. He hasn't been in prison for a long time. In fact, it was back in the day when I was at InfoWars doing the InfoWarrior that he first was able just to leave jail. And I was shocked then. I'm like, this guy tried to kill the president and they're letting him out. Was able to leave and go with his family on weekends. But then you find out, this is my film Invisible Empire, produced by InfoWars and Alex Jones, by the way, free online. But you find out that the Hinckleys and the Bush family were very, very close. In fact, I think it was the day of, or the next day, Hinckley's brother was supposed to have dinner with Bush's brother. Yes. That's 100% real. The George Bush Jr.'s brother. So in other words, another son of George Sr. They're supposed to have dinner. Had to cancel those plans. That's how tight the Hinckleys and the Bushes were. And then you have all the intelligence connections, obviously, with Bush. But we don't talk about that. These guys, John Hinckley, you see that little guitar in his hand? He is touring the country with an acoustic guitar. You want to talk about beyond parody. Okay, in the post-truth world, here we are. So I promised you, again, we're going to present some forensic evidence, okay, of Trump and the Butler incident. Now, first and foremost, again, I think it's more on the side that you might have key players on the inside of Secret Service, okay, that are there to ensure certain things go on, are there to ensure certain stand downs, maybe are there, if things go awry, to take out their target, Tom's Crooks. You know, just the fact, again, nobody ever talks about the fact that it was actually a National Guardsman who was a regular cop that engaged him, that was shooting at him. He's the one that actually stopped all this, and he shot the gun out of his hands, and then they caved his head in when the weapon was away from him. That blows my mind, too. No one talks about that. It needs to be talked about more. So you have these people around to maybe ensure things, right? So here in Butler, we were talking about Trump's ego in the previous segment. Very real thing. Really to his detriment. That he can't just ever admit he's wrong. And he always got to pull the one up. Well, his hairline has spoken to that for years. Okay? So all you like 55D chess guys out there, that think that, you know, Trump pulled some false flag in Butler. No, he almost got his head blown off again. I'll say it again. Let's just watch this, okay? Now, you'll see he's being covered by, well, what, is that a huge bald spot on his head? Do you think he wants people to see that? Oh, 55D chess. There it is. The 55D chess comb over. Don't worry. We'll get a good shot of that. Hey, take a nice look right here. See right in here. Let's follow it. Oh, we're getting zoomed in now. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. There it is. I mean, if you don't know it's real, that thing got blown to the side. I mean, that's as bald as you're ever going to see Trump. Let's bring it back just a little bit. Just a little. Oh, see, I hit the thing. And look, there's the goof troop again. And I'm not trying to pick on women. But my God, But then people want to get into the fantastical, right? For some reason, in this post-truth world, people want to post memes. They want to say, again, false flag altogether. And I've got to watch AI slop videos like this one. I mean, we're going to have fun with this one. This one's pretty funny. And that's the thing. It's funny. It's good. I don't know if it's good propaganda or it's good content for somebody making money. People love this stuff. So actually, here is Trump in a music video admitting to all this just being staged and all of it being false flags.
All right, stop. Forget the polls and listen. Donnie's back with an ancient invention. Do this. If you need public support, just fake your own hit and treat it as a sport.
Wasn't ever real, yo.
Hell no, but people like to root for the underdog. So if you need a problem, yo, just fake it. Create a spectacle and let the lefties take it. Now that the PSYOP is pumping, everyone's hype and reporters are jumping. Use that. Diversion as fuel, put a band-aid on it.
Everything's cool if they
start asking about your year.
Just fit it like me for the best 30 years.
A good assassination will never fail, he, so you can run the master plans of the Israelis. And when you mess up a big dirty war, just say, look, we won like you did before. If you need a problem, yo, just fake it. Just make it look real and let the lefties take it.
Where we're at. And it's sad because the guy did, you know, as Dice and Alex were talking about, some really good things in that first term. And it came out what seemed to be super hot in this second one. Today, do I want to put on my hopium hat and think Comey is going to prison, that they're really going to start prosecuting the COVID-1984 nightmare for real? I want to believe, but boy, I've been pretty damn burned lately. And that gets into what I think the real psyops that are going on right now. You know, and I covered this last night on a broadcast. You know, as people are talking about interdimensional portals that Sam Altman is supposedly creating in the Middle East, and they've already been created in the United States and China. I don't know why they wouldn't have been created in Russia. I mean, if this is all happening, okay, and who knows? But Color Jason Burm is skeptical, okay? I'm not saying they're not building colliders or technologies. I mean, the hype is out right now for aliens and disclosure, and Donnie T is going to give it to you, right? That's always in there. Lazar has a new S4 documentary. He was recently on Rogan. And like I said, this Sam Altman story, which was put out there by Ronan Farrow, who, son of Mia Farrow and supposedly Woody Allen. Again, I've said it, big conspiracy theory out there that it's actually Frank Sinatra's son. Doesn't look like Woody Harrelson. Woody Allen. Jeez, I didn't mean to insult you, Mr. Harrelson. I said it three or four times. But anyway, he did really good work on Weinstein before he went to prison, and Black Cube, the Israeli private intelligence firm that does a lot more than just, you know, intelligence work in the sense that they're gathering it. Let's just say that. And that's the whole thing. We have all these contractors all over. Espionage and privatized espionage has existed for a very, very long time. Okay. So Farrow puts out this article on Sam Altman. And what I think people have been missing a ton is what I've been talking about is World ID, WorldCoin, which is the blockchain biometrification of humanity. Okay? And it's been around for several years now. And it has not gained a huge amount of traction in this country, But they're continually pushing it as a world ID. And to me, the right kind of economic or social or geopolitical, especially in the war arena, calamity that brings it all together could pump this up. So World ID makes case for enterprise scale authentication, but some aren't buying it. Thank God, by the way. So they want what they're now referring to as AI agents to basically control everything. And these AI agents are also going to be in charge of deciding whether or not you're a human being, because there is so much AI slop and unverifiable stuff out there. And that's real right now. I want to make that extremely clear. I know people who they don't have a YouTube, okay? Do not have a YouTube, have done some interviews in the past, but now people are just literally manufacturing videos of her, okay, saying things she's never said, and YouTube won't take them down. These people are getting huge views and making money on this. They won't take them down because she doesn't have an account. And I can't blame her for not wanting to have a YouTube account. I mean, Alex is pumping up Rumble for a reason. Google, which parent company is Alphabet, which owns YouTube, right, is an extension of the media military industrial complex in every way, shape, and form. It's partnered with NASA in quantum computing and artificial intelligence. And right now, if you haven't noticed, even what you're hearing about is artificial intelligence. So while they talk about alien portals and Altman, he's bringing in the biometrics. And kudos to Rob Dew for posting this one right here. You should do your eye blood sample and DNA mouth swab. Then you qualify for a free donut. And basically, this is GPT Image 2 can do a palm reading. I am so here for it. God, I hate modern language. You don't hear me calling people fam or I'm here for it or it hits different. I am, call me a curmudgeon, but, you know, I don't identify. Boy, I'm so here for it. And by the way, I want everybody to look at this, because here's the funny thing. It got a fact check here. It says, uploading biometric details like your fingerprint on ChatGPT and cloud can lead to identity theft and financial scams. Note is needed as this is a security threat. See, yesterday, the context was different, actually. That's funny. I did not look at it today. So, and I did it live on air. Yesterday, it was saying that they couldn't get your biometric information from that. And that's, of course, false. I said it right out. I go, no, it's how much biometric information. So let's say it's a lower res photograph and it can't get your fingerprints. And it still can get the proportions of your fingers. It can see lines in there, which are part of biometric data. It's not if, it's how much. Okay. And the spooky thing about this world coin and the way that it's going to identify you, and I've talked about this, is it's going to take the Lochnar, the orb, if you will. There it is. There's the orb. They got orb minis that look like cell phone cameras now. But there's the orb. In fact, I think on this program, at least years ago, I've played videos of people literally letting their soul be sucked in by the orb so they can have, you know, digital cracker jacks to spend. And by the way, if you're a harnesser of souls, then obviously you get more of the digital cracker jacks. It's great, isn't it? I just love how all this AI and robotics is moving. And I mentioned this really quickly, and it needs to be mentioned here. We're moving quickly into transhumanism, automation, and robotics. I know Alex was talking about getting locked out of your car, okay? They literally now have a humanoid robot as one of the co-stars on the new Jackass movie. We are going to be so bombarded with robots and robot pets and Holly weirdos, man. Just buckle up for it, because it's really going to happen. Last few minutes here, I want to hit Epstein quick, because I'm working on this Epstein docuseries, the Epstein Files. Looks like the first chapter is going to be called The Fine Young Cannibal Class. And there's a new documentary out there. I have not watched it yet. New report by 60 Minutes. And you're looking at Shontay Davies. Now, first of all, the headline on this one, sickening new claims about men being gang raped and women. We've already seen those in sex games at Epstein's Zorro Ranch come to light in new documentary. Now, look, I've talked about the FBI tip and the people possibly being buried on this vast, vast, vast facility. In fact, even before that, I had communications with Courtney Love's father. Courtney Love had been in the files before. Everybody knew there was a relationship there. And he claimed, you know, his daughter was very much involved and that some of these victims were either thrown out to sea or buried in the desert. It's a real thing. So the woman that you saw there, that is Shontay Davies. Now, I don't know how much, and again, I've been doing this a while. I don't know how much she's actually publicly spoken at this point, right? So this is her with Bill Clinton. So many times, and by the way, she was of age at that time and had said that, you know, the guy was a perfect gentleman, et cetera, et cetera. But take a look, okay? I am curious to see what she has to say now that a lot of these files are out. And remember, we've seen a fraction, really, of a fraction of the files. We're literally, I don't know how it's going to be humanly possible to see the videos. Has anybody been talking about the one photograph that's clearly from a pinhole cam? And then there's none other. Ehud Barak, Woody Allen in there, among others. Just it out in the wild. So I'm going to be watching this. Zorro Ranch, I know they're saying they're investigating it. Good luck with all that. Good luck with all that. And another, hey, unfortunate stain on Trump's reputation, right? And that's why he's got to sit there in a 60 Minutes interview and say, you know, that he's not an abuser and he's not a pedo. Well, all I can say is you should have came up with what you said you were going to. You should have done what you said you were going to. And I can only hope, and I don't have much of it, that these new indictments actually lead to prosecutions and some kind of redemption, and that we can get out of the Middle East ASAP. However, I think that he's really put himself in a spot there as well. Wrapping it up, folks, support Alex Jones. I mean, I cannot believe this is probably going to be the last time that I am on Infowars.com. It's wild to me. And I just want to say, go to the Alex Jones store. Go get the hats. Go get the shirts. Go get the memorabilia while you can. Believe me, I've been rocking my InfoWars shirts from the last, again, 20 years a lot over the last week and making it a conversation starter, because the truth is all we have. The truth still matters and is always going to matter. And that's why, to me, it's never been about left or right. It is always about right and wrong. I absolutely love you guys. Go check out my YouTube. All my documentaries are free. Fabled Enemies, Loose Change, Shade, Invisible Empire. Love you. See you on the flip.
In a world where globalists, depopulationists, principalities, and powers of the air have been adding, spraying, and inundating humans with heavy metals, chemicals, and toxins, TheAlexJonesStore.com would like to introduce a new way to remove them from your body from the inside out. Introducing Zeolite. Zeolites are a group of crystal-like porous minerals that are found where molten stone meets water. From the Greek zeo, to boil, and lithos, or light, meaning stone, this unique network of tiny little holes and channels found in zeolite absorb and remove harmful substances like heavy metals, chemicals, and other toxins. So don't delay. Start the process of removing unwanted toxins from your body and put some skin in the game of the info war today by going to thealexjonesstore.com and picking up a bottle of zeolite. Light.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.